Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Away we roll. I'm getting a lot of love for the black licorice.
That's right, BLM.
No, it's black licorice does not matter. We're in a fight, Brett. But there's nothing to worry about with black licorice. We won't have time to do anything about it because the asteroid that passes by us today will probably throw a gravitational pull off. Today at 7:12 a.m. Eastern time.
It's already happened.
Yeah, I know. But but that doesn't mean the oceans have reacted yet. 13,000 miles of space between Australia and New Zealand and this asteroid. It passed. Suppose we're okay.
Successful passing.
Yeah, for right good. Now. But those are those moments where things go by and like sunspots happen, and like 3 years ago a sun eruption happened, and then like yesterday our satellites didn't work. I don't trust anybody saying, well, it went right by. It's not like it's not like a Ford Escort. There it went. It's an asteroid that had any sort of gravity.
Just as long as it doesn't affect my Instagram, you know.
That's all you care about. You got to make
good
sure that
signal for phone calls, texting.
Make sure that all your teen fans are big on your TikTok dances. Got to make that a thing. We've discovered yesterday I saw the mask of the future. If we're going to be mask people, I went over to Hillstone took a drink, had a little drink. You know, they serve alcohol over there. And I had some of that. And we went over there for a thing. And all the masks that they're wearing over at Hillstone are chin straps and clear plastic, like credit card shaped things that just cover your nose and mouth. I don't know what it does medically, but it looked great. It's a little bigger than a credit card, but it starts at your chin, goes past your mouth, and just kind of curves up over your nose. And it's just like, I don't know how you describe it, but it's like a little plate. It doesn't go.
Spit cup almost?
I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe it. It's just a tiny little shield that just covers your mouth and nose, but it doesn't touch your mouth and nose. It sits on your chin like a football chin strap, wraps around your ears. And goes it's about the size of your hand, I guess. A little less the size of your hand.
It's just a blocker.
It's a blocker.
So you can hear them better.
Oh, you can hear everything. It's great. And probably catch every disease they've got. Who cares? Yeah. At this point, we're just guessing. But it was great. Because we've got, and now we call it the game changer. Got to give Megan credit for this one. She got online and found these, they're glasses frames that a shield attaches to the glasses frame. And they go over your glasses.
Yep. They've been good.
They're fantastic. So I came rolling in with these the other day feeling pretty like, I figured it out, boys. The new mask of the future is me. And I've got this awesome mask. And then Brady saw it, and he's like, game changer. He's got a whole box of them. I see Paul walking around with his. I got you. But Brett's putting his together. I don't know if Toledo's got one yet.
I do. It's right there.
Okay, we're all in these masks. Danger, though, because on my way to my car 2 days ago, it's clear, crystal clear. I watched Brady retard his way through a drink with this on yesterday where he's putting the straw up against the thing and the straw's pushing away and he's like, why would the straw run from me? And then he's like, oh yeah. And he lifted the mask up and he finally got some sustenance.
You know what I realized? I've scared myself twice because it's got weird reflections out of your side view.
That's just
what?
That's just time behind the wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm walking out to my car the other day when I first had the mask on. It's not touching. It's not wrapped around your ears. It's just like having sunglasses on. So you don't feel it. So it's like having a pair of glasses. And I'm used to the vision. Guys at Video West that haven't been over there forever are neighbors. Like, hey, Holmberg. I'm like, what's up, guys? And I just spit this right into my mask because I'm usually going to spit. I spit a lot. And I went to spit and just coated the inside of this thing. Just bug splatter all over the thing. And I couldn't stop laughing. Here's the fun of it. I didn't tell you yesterday because I saved it for the air. You know how I like to go downstairs, talk to the sales ladies about some sales stuff, and Lane and Claudia have a drawer full of candy. Some of that spit was 100 grand bar. It was awful. So basically, the guy, hopefully the guys at Video West understood that I didn't just all of a sudden throw up chocolate in their direction, but it was gross.
Here's how good the game changer is. I get in the car,
yeah,
and I'm driving for a good 25 minutes. Don't even realize it's on.
Yeah.
One thing that I have noticed is you're getting more double takes with this than you are with the face mask.
Game,
I just got one from Mark from Neanderthaul.
People want it.
No, I don't know about that. And he's looking at it like it's it doesn't work. And I'm like, hey, this is qualified.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
I'm just telling. He didn't say it.
I'm
going to
go fight Mark. I'll be right back.
But you can see the doubt as he's going. Oh, going with the face mask,
did
huh?
Did you guys make those?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had arts and crafts over there this morning.
Pinterest. So what if we did make them? Shut up. Yeah. I've been watching Mark pull a scarf over his mouth for the last 4 months.
Right. I don't know if you can wash that.
You want the minute you put it on, you're like, unbelievable.
It's a game changer. So I'm downstairs, and I'm walking around with a game changer on, and Julie goes, are you wearing glasses? And I'm like, no. I have the game changer on. Take a picture of the game changer and put it on the Facebook
page.
All right,
I'll get it on.
And get the picture of the company that makes it. We got the box in the office. Yep. Yeah, take a picture of Toledo because his is better because he actually wears glasses. It's awesome.
The only one that.
No, oh, listen to you. Game changer. And it looks great. Don't smile. It's not a. You're not.
Yeah,
in
a, that's a game
no,
changer.
No, 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 no,
no. Not that.
He smiled like it was some sort of a prom photo. Don't do that. We've seen your prom date. I wouldn't be smiling.
No.
Yeah, he smiled like, no, treat it like an 1860s frontier photo. Huh? The photo isn't about how pretty you are. There's that little tiny mask.
Can't see it very well, but there is a plastic shield.
That's
there.
That's the one they're wearing over at Hillstone.
This one doesn't go up over her nose, though.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. That's it. It's the mouth shield. I guess it does, but theirs were going over their nose a little.
That one's a little better.
It's for cooking and spitting when you talk and all that.
That's pretty.
I'm not real.
Okay,
worried.
There it is. There's a better picture.
One. That's the keeper that they had on. It's great, and it looked you know, at least at ease. They looked comfortable. Nobody looked like you know, and you're not constantly pulling that mask out, rolling down your nose and pushing it back over your nose and all.
That's what Madea was talking about. Jesus, see, look at me. But yeah.
he called his own girlfriend.
Come on.
She was even talking about that because she has to wear a mask all day at work, you know, working at the bar and stuff. And she's like, well, they got this little mask that only covers up, like, your nose and your mouth. So now
take her the game changer.
I showed it to her. She says it's a little big. So she was talking about something.
That's the first time Brett's ever heard that from her.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a little big. I'm not putting that on my face.
Right into that one.
I'm not going to wear that on my mouth.
Bastard.
Yeah, well, it happens. It is big, but so what? What is she wearing right now?
She's just got the mask, but she wants to get one of those ones like the Hillstone people are wearing.
Because the Hillstone thing stays on your jaw, and you don't have to worry about it sliding off your nose. And you see they fined both football coaches for Monday night. The NFL's going to make
100,000.
Yeah, each. But they did the weekend guys, and then they fined these guys 100 grand
each. Carroll got 100 grand.
And
so did Belichick,
Gruden,
I think.
And Peyton both got hit again. So five coaches, that's $500,000 in coaches' fines, $250 per team. So now you got $1.5 million, $1.5 million in fines for whatever. I still don't know where the NFL fines go. They
and
say Jason, NFL charities.
Let alone these the coaches will probably continue to do. I will just pay
completely.
The fines.
Well,
got it.
And then Jason Whitlock had a great observation. He's like, the one sideline reporter, I guess, are they sideline if they're up in the stands at the NBA bubble?
They have an approved area.
At the NBA bubble. Yeah. She's up. She's got to be 50 yards away from the court.
Yeah.
She's got a mask on.
Yeah.
Jason Whitlock goes, why is the one person, the only person alone in the arena wearing a face mask? I get it, but we're going a little crazy.
Show. Yeah, we are. We're nuts. But that's why I'm starting to look at him like, I hate the mask so much. I hate the one that touches my face. I don't like my face being touched by anything. And this game changer here, the glasses. But yeah, even Julie couldn't tell I had glasses on. But Video West guys, sorry about that 100 grand puke fest. It was gross. And it hit that man. And I just started laughing like I forgot I had this on. I spit too much to have a mask. I spit a lot. I've discovered that since I've been wearing masks. I pull that thing down and push it back. I spit like I'm chewing tobacco. I spit a lot. And I don't know why. It's weird. Maybe a habit I should try to break, but I don't know.
Maybe you don't seem very committed to it. Maybe
I don't know
that
it's a problem. Yeah, it is now that there's masks.
I don't think expectorating is bad.
I do a ton of it. But I don't know if that's a bad thing with the corona world, that I'm honking spit all over everybody. Who knows?
What you're trying to prevent.
They're worried about droplets. Yeah. You're getting rid of the droplets.
You've been putting them out there. Shouldn't I just swallow the droplets?
I guess that's true.
That's what we tell all the ladies to do. Just swallow the droplets. I don't know if I'm causing trouble or not. Don't care. But, boy, there's nothing worse than 100 grand spittle on your mask that covered up the whole lower end. And, I mean, I hit it hard. What's up, guys? And I wasn't spitting at them. I was just in the middle of a spit. But I screamed, what's up, guys, because I knew, for some reason, that you can't hear me with a mask. But then,
you have to up the volume.
Yeah, but then I spit like I don't have a mask on. So my brain was confused.
And you were headed to your car?
Yeah, I was walking
down. So where did that mask go?
Oh, I just took my shirt and scrubbed off the 100 grand and put it back on. I was going home. Who cares?
Don't no doors. Hey, look. Hey, no doors. It dries off quick.
Hey, no judgment. I was just asking.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, look, Mr. Chen, in your Calgon place. you've done it. You've wiped something
spit
on your
shirt.
I'm going
mask.
Home. Everybody's going, I'll just wipe my face with my shirt real quick, get this off. Everybody's done it. But I had nothing to wipe it with. I'm not going to cook 100 grand spit in my deal and then wash it at home. I washed it when I got home. It's the same one. You'd never know. You can't see the 100 grand chunks. Yeah, it's clean as a whistle. The shirt did the big chunking, and then I got home and I washed it off. Big deal.
I got the wing sauce off of mine.
Yeah, and you of all people have used your clothes as a napkin before. Come on.
Wow, there's a judgment.
Judgment? Fact.
Yeah.
It's not a judgment when it's a fact. You've had sauce on your pants.
Barbecue
do. Oh,
on
it's
you.
A drip, but I am pretty adamant about. I don't like rinse my hands or clean my hands with my shirt.
And nobody likes it, but sometimes you have to do it.
Some people.
Look, if you had barbecue sauce all over your face and nothing to wipe, you're going to use your shirt.
I'm going to the grass first go outside.
All right. We're in a desert, for God's sake.
Yeah, where are you finding grass?
And what are you going to do, rub around like a dog?
I'll find a creosote.
Wait a minute. Describe this grass idea and tell me how it's better than your shirt.
Because I get moisture out of the grass blades.
You're an idiot.
Rub it together.
So you pluck grass out.
Yeah.
Just let the barbecue
smell
sauce.
Of fresh cut grass.
You have to get it off your face, but you're going to go find someone's yard, pluck grass, build whatever Indian thing you've got going on, and then try to wipe your face rather than just lifting your shirt and wiping your face. The sleeves are made for that, to wipe your mouth, and you've done it. You've used your pants. I've seen stains on your pants with little fingerprints.
Well, that's mistakes.
It is not mistakes when your hands go yoink. Just give me some more of that. I got food all over my pants. Jeans are napkins. The reason denim is so durable is because in the olden days they just used to wipe their hands on them. Denim is supposed to be used as a cleaner for your paws. I probably have stuff on here now. Megan's always pointing out mustard and stuff. You got mustard on your knees. Yeah, because I use my pants as a napkin. What's the matter with you? That's what denim's for. The Mac Newtons, though. I don't do it. Mac Weldon's, not Mac Newtons. Mac Newton. I wipe my hands on Mac Newton himself.
You'll get punched.
Usually, yeah. What are you doing? I could just clean my hands off on you there, Mac. My Mac Weldon's, I don't
Time
do that.
For you to sleep.
Classy. But jeans, come on. But yeah, I just wiped off the 100 grand on the. And the in part, I didn't put it on the outside of my
shirt. I understand.
But I don't like this high and mighty attitude that you and your Labor Day friends have never worn white pants or gotten yourselves dirty. I've seen you eat.
Never
I've had to tell
pants.
You you've got food
never.
On your nose before. You've wiped your hands on your pants before. Don't say
no.
Never.
I have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, again, it's years, John. Years.
I don't know why his inauthenticity is something he tries to hang his hat on. Please, I've seen you.
I got to be careful because I wear shorts. So right. I can't put mustard on my
Then you
my
wipe
knees.
On your legs. You've done that.
You reach back to your calf. Look at the giant calves you
have. I only
have
so big of a napkin on my shorts.
Yeah, well, then just wipe it on your legs like everybody else.
That's why I carry
Get some glop on your thing.
Me.
Just be like Brad. He's Italian. Just get the sauce on your leg hair, and then eventually the dog licks it off. Or your date. One of the two.
The date.
Either your date. Preferably the date, but sometimes the dog. It's never a bad thing. Yeah, I don't want to hear about your country club ways, Brady. You've used your shirt. I'm not going to be shamed for that. I watched a guy blow his nose in his shirt at the QT the other day, in his sleeve. Doing that thing over the thing and just goes and just puts it in his sleeve and then takes his other hand and rubs it in.
We went and had sushi last night. Alex at the table pulled up the collar of his and wiped his nose with him. What are you doing? You got a napkin right in front of you.
He learned that from you.
No, I've never done that. I'll pull a Brady on that. I'll pull a Brady on that.
You've wiped your nose with your shirt before. The disgusting stuff you've done. Megan wouldn't wear your jacket. It was so gross how much stuff got wiped on that.
Your knuckles offered deep in your ear every morning.
Oh, I am.
And then you examine it.
Is that right? I've not seen that.
I don't examine it.
He goes into the...
You don't realize you do.
You do ear taters?
Like this, and then it's on.
I do. Larry and I have talked about that because we both have dry skin.
You're done for a sec. Take a lap.
No.
Take a spin around the parking lot. Wait a minute. He takes ear potatoes out.
Yeah. Looks at it. And then it goes on the clothes. And then to the apple.
How dare you shame me about my...
Or right from the ear to the apple.
Why is this now coming out? You should have been talking about this the day you saw it. We were in Tampa, and he had that disgusting coat on, and it was cold. And Toledo goes, Megan, do you want to wear my jacket?
No, thank you.
She was freezing.
I don't want to wear Richard's jacket. That thing is disgusting.
I'm like, I know.
I want
you wipe your face with it, your nose, everything. Your nose was running. You're putting it on your sleeve, and he had the chivalry to offer it. It was gross.
Whatever.
When in the world was the last time he washed it?
And I'm like, ages.
No.
Ages. And then we were worried about Africa elbow. Like, that's why you had it.
That's what you guys are worried about more than
you had it because of the... Oh, we were really worried about that, but we thought maybe the coat caused it, like we found the circle. I didn't know about his ear taters. I haven't watched that one yet.
Brady. It's just a morning routine.
About what time?
Oh, about now. Yeah, I'll come
right
to that.
Right in the wheelhouse. But every time you do it, does make my ears itch also.
Yeah.
I want to get...
Did you dig in? I'm clear.
Don't give me this coming from the guy that pulls nose hairs and eats them. I mean,
for Brady, though.
It makes him nervous.
You
still do it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh, and I'm not the one high and mighty in either. I just find your thing gross.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying we all do something. Yours
exactly.
Yours is especially disgusting.
Stop it.
I mean, have some pride. Don't be a hypocrite. Put that back in your mouth. You pull out a tater, you eat it. Don't put it on the clothes of the chair. Larry's terrible. He picks his nose all the time while he's talking to you. He just wipes it on the chair we all share here in the studio.
Yeah, Larry does the ear thing too because we both have that dry skin on our ears.
I don't know what that is, but you're going to make me puke. What's ear dry skin?
It's just a skin condition.
And just your ears?
Ear scarce, yeah.
I never heard of this.
Yeah.
My dog has that. And we have to give them, like, do you have to squirt things in and then does Lisa rub it in?
No.
Yeah, I got to do that with cocoa.
You got to do that because it's an allergy.
Yeah.
And you get that liquid and then you rub their ears and, they love it.
It's a battle sometimes.
Really?
Well,
oh, my
cocoa.
Dogs like it.
She likes when I finally get to the massaging, rubbing, but when she sees
that,
the tube come
that,
out.
Yeah. Squishy sound.
That. And the dog's like,
oh, that's
nuts. And then
you
bring it out. You look at it.
Yeah, and then Toledo puts his finger in the dog ear.
Yeah.
Pulls out all that glove.
Cherries.
I think I'm going to go to work. I got dog ear wax all over my finger. I'm going to go wipe that on the chairs. Oh, that's gross, Richard. I eat the nose hairs so I don't leave it laying around. Then that's just to make him go, oh, come on.
You haven't seen that one yet.
No, I haven't seen that.
He gets good long, like, inch long
no,
ones.
No need to show.
Oh, no, he's getting one. Watch this.
See the root on that?
Yeah.
Look at that nugget.
Watch. Get ready. Get ready. There it goes.
You know what I really like to do with it, Brett? I know it makes Brady almost vomit. You know what I love to do? Is take
twirl
that hair
your teeth?
And put it on my white front teeth, and you see this black. Is it on there?
I can't tell.
One. Brett,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
I do believe. Yeah, I haven't done that for a while for you.
Yeah,
I enjoy that one because it makes Brady so uncomfortable. Yeah, it's. But there's nothing you can do about it. Everybody has a weird thing. We all do a thing. The time that I did, this is what Brady sounded like when I did it the first time. See if I can get another one.
This is not an all skate.
I didn't get one. Now Toledo just puked. Nothing.
I can see the first one better. The first one was the best
pulling nose hairs out.
I'd rather eat this than black licorice.
I'm with you there.
Ugh. I'll eat your nose hairs before black licorice. Oh, here we go. Look at that.
That one's got
got some color to it.
No, no, that's the roots.
Dude, take a picture of that one, Brett.
The roots,
take a picture of that
the
one.
The roots of the hair are...
Come on.
Put a piece of paper behind it.
Yeah, take a picture of that one.
Can you get it on the... Here, let me...
Hang on.
Get a piece of paper behind it, and maybe it'll show better.
Oh!
And then...
Your most liked picture of the year on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nose hair. Every time you go like this, Brady, a nose hair goes in your throat.
Not mine.
No, yours. Look, Australopithecus africanus, you got the same head as me.
I know, but I'm not seeing it.
John, I admit it. I use my nails to get earwax out of my bulldog's ears.
Nails? Your fingernails or like a drywall or penny?
No, it must mean his fingernails.
He means his fingernails to get the wax out of the gigantic dog. I've done that
I go in there commando with the juice on there.
Oh.
On cocoa, I can't do the – I've tried the cotton swab.
Oh.
And then I wash the hands.
Dog ear
like
wax is a different – it's a completely different animal. That stuff is terrible, especially when you're doing it, because most of the time when a dog's got an ear problem, that it just funks out tons of it. I have to use the cotton swab to do that. I can't use my fingers in Dutchie's ears because it is gross.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I
go
have,
in
I have
fingers
both.
And then
and
wipe
then,
it on your pants.
And then I put the no
like Toledo.
I go right to the mouth.
Yeah, I would. How much?
You're still chewing on the hair.
Trying to get it up to the front teeth. My front teeth are the whitest teeth, so.
Oh, yeah. Get out.
Thanks to GetSnow.com.
It's dark.
It's in there. I just can't get hold of it. And I'll put it on my front teeth.
Oh.
Hang on.
Everybody's rethinking kind of, the job yet, like, Brett?
Talk amongst yourself.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks.
All right. There it is.
Oh.
Is it on the tooth? There you go.
Disgusting.
Is it on the tooth?
I think so. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. There. This silence brought to you by
Nose. I see it.
Do you want it?
No.
Oh, no. It left. It went up into my mustache.
Look who's back.
Oh, my gosh. He's in my hand again. We're friends.
Now I'm going to eat him because I'm a giant. Take that flesh out of the hair.
Sorry, I digress. Now I can't swallow. This one wants to live.
Take a drink.
I don't have one. Go get me a drink immediately. I'm going to choke on this. That was a big one. Oh, well, it's back. Look at that. It won't go down.
Put it in the can.
Uh-uh. Want to put it in my can?
Yeah.
All right. Watch
He'll
this.
He'll do it.
Man, it won't go away. I can't talk.
Have you heard that term up there on the text?
Thanks, buddy.
Brett?
Oh, yeah.
The guy says, what does that mean?
What does half a homo F word mean to an Italian?
That means you're not even good enough to be a full-fledged
homosexual.
Yes.
Wow.
You that's racist. You respect the full on more than
because
the
that's,
half.
That's you know. What it is, yeah.
Wow. You're not even good enough to be a whole thing I hate.
That's right. as a matter of fact, it was in Goodfellas the other day when I was watching
it. Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, treat me like a half, you know.
All right. Yeah, Goodfellas just on a loop at your house.
It was on Goodfellas Casino.
No casino. I get Goodfellas Casino. Every room's got a different movie that's going on. So anyway, and I don't know if you saw this, but dolphins are racist. They've gentrified part of the ocean.
What?
Yeah, this is a great story I saw. It says white dolphins.
People out.
They kicked everybody out. White dolphins have water to themselves and have begun playing. So there's this thing. These white dolphins that I didn't know existed that have lived amongst kelp and stuff. And these, and they've always been known as nervous and kind of sketchy. They didn't like other animals. They were kind of away from the other dolphins, and they were spotted.
They're just white dolphins. They're not albino dolphins.
No, they're white dolphins. Okay. They look like beluga whales. They're white dolphins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they found them, And evidently the white dolphins all got together and said, we got to get out of here. I don't like all this diversity. Just like people. And they moved over into this cove, and they're testing. They've watched them do it. And once they got alone with no more wildlife or any other colors of fish in the area, they're frolicking. They're playing. They're in heaven. I call it Agritopia. It's called Gilbert. It's Gilbert for dolphins. Because it's the same thing. If you put most of Gilbert down there by, Southern and 7th Avenue, they're going to be sketchy. They're not going to go to the McDonald's. They're going to lay in their corners. They're going to be nervous all the time. You take them out to Gilbert, and all of a sudden, they're having farmers markets. They're playing. They're flying kites. It's the same with dolphins. The white dolphins didn't like being around anything else at all. And they moved. They're like, screw this. They went out to the country. They moved out to like the Idaho. They're in Coeur d'Alene. It's their Coeur d'Alene, and they're fishing and they're hanging around.
It's their own Silver Lake.
And they're whatever. You know, they can tolerate the kelp and the stuff that they eat or whatever it is dolphins are after. But they said the dolphin numbers have risen 30% in that waterway. Visual observations of the dolphins spending much more time socializing, splashing, and playing on the surface. Quite a lot of sex is happening now. They're relaxed. They're called the Hong Kong dolphin. They normally
live. It's like the white dolphin villages.
Yeah, it's a retirement community. They normally live on the edges, stressed completely. All tests of white dolphins have come back that they're one of the most stressed animals in the ocean. This new version, eating, they rest, which they never did before. They kind of lay there for a little while. It's like, this is great. So to see them playing and having a good time. So maybe racism is just a mammalian thing. Maybe it's just mammals can't help but look around and go, I don't understand it if it doesn't look just like me. And maybe they have...
certain animals are better pack animals. There's plenty that...
But they're very rarely racist, like against other dolphins, or they don't really interact with... These are the ones who are like, other breeds of us, no thanks. The white dolphin knows the white dolphin, and they moved out together, all of them. Started their own little... community.
Yeah, but I'm
gated.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but they're, different packs doesn't mean another pack can merge into like with the.
But that's
wolf.
Not packs. You're talking about like white dolphins versus like wolves are not going to interact with other species. But for wolf packs, they're not racist against ones that look a little different. The gray wolf and the white wolf, if they're in the pack, are in the
your
pack.
Your pack is right. That pack. No one else in.
These are the
they
white.
They won't
ones.
Let any other.
Yeah, but if you're a gray
in.
Wolf. And you have a different color.
They're more like country
That's
clubs.
The thing they're saying about the white ones. The white dolphins are like, no, these are the white dolphins. The other dolphins can't, like, and dolphins are interactive. They're not pack animals.
Well, you have all the different species.
Yeah, but they're not pack. Like, they'll play together. I was in Hawaii, and the spinner dolphins were hanging out with the bottlenose, and they're all swimming next to us, and they're all playing together.
Kumbaya dolphins.
It was
I've
unreal.
Seen them, like, and well,
they'll hang out together as little families.
Odds or whatever.
But when they got next to our boat, I'm like, oh, there's spinners here, and these are the ones that do. And there's a bottlenose.
In Seattle, porpoises and killer whales, they jump next to the ferries all the time.
Yeah. Not the white dolphin. And I know Brady doesn't like this because I brought up Gilbert, and I made a strong, strong point. The white dolphin,
never
much like the
Gilbert to white dolphins.
Well, no, because white dolphins are actually a little more tolerant. at least white dolphins had the courage to say, we don't want anyone else around. They're not pretending, marching up and down Gilbert Road.
They moved.
Who, the dolphins?
Yeah. The white dolphins got out
just
of there.
Just like the Gilbert people.
Yep.
They moved out of the city, out way out to worthless, way Queen Creek, same way, way far away. And then you start getting even further out and you see all the real white dolphins out there by Roosevelt Lake going, I ain't ever want to see another color in my life. The further away you get, like people always, oh, I'm going to move out into the woods and that way there's no diversity. And people hate that stuff.
Be off the grid.
Be off the grid. That's what people.
Nobody going to get me.
I've never heard a black guy say that. I just want to move off the grid. They're like, no way. We're just power in numbers. Whitey's the only one that says, I'm moving off the grid. Why? I'm getting with my own. Going up there and pacing and I'm going to get myself a compound. And 14 or 15 other houses nearby, good folk. You go up to
exactly
my dad.
Why.
My dad's got a place in Sholo, north of it. And every time you show up, everybody's curtains open. And then they just show up at your house. Like I pulled in just one time. I pulled into my dad's thing and I'm shutting the gate and there's some dude rolling up on an Arctic cat. Some lady behind him trolling up. They're all coming out like, who are you? Like, all right, Whitey, calm down.
Neighborhood watch.
Yeah, well, I don't want that. Just leave me alone.
You Dan's boy?
Uh-huh.
He said you might be coming. We thought it was you.
And what I wouldn't have given to have Winston climb out of the back of my car at that very moment to watch those people freeze. I brought my friend, Winzilla.
Now, that's a little too much.
All right. What you've done is ruined Cholo here for us. This is why we moved here. We're scared of other folk.
And Win and I just playing football in the front yard. And
hey, honey, it's Larry Fitzgerald.
That's what they said.
Well, look at that. Brought himself Larry Fitzgerald up here.
Isn't that sweet?
And all I want to do is take Win and Reggie up to my dad's property in Cholo and do target shooting. That's it. Just to watch those hillbillies lose it.
The whole reason we moved up here is to avoid this kind of nonsense.
Now look at the neighborhood.
And now look what's going on. Now where do we move? We got to dig a hole. Got to go subterranean.
But yeah, so the white dolphins and the white people, similar. And you know what never gets talked about is that all races are that way. There's a reason why there's a Polish neighborhood and a Mexican neighborhood. Everybody likes being around people they look like. Everybody feels Italian. There's Little Italy. You guys love that stuff. Everybody does. There's no Little Sweden. It's called IKEA, and then makes all Swedish people realize, wow, we shouldn't do this. We don't need to be around each other that much. But
only in Minnesota.
Oh, boy. You're getting to Minnesota. But they're all off the grid. They left Sweden to get off the grid. They, you know, think about that. You leave Sweden for a better place, and you move to places colder than Sweden. How did you do that? Because in Mount Jewett, Pennsylvania, and Bradford, Pennsylvania, the average winter temperature is like 20 below every day. It's miserable there. Oftentimes between, what is that? Not Truckee, but the place that's, there's a place that's always called International Falls, Minnesota is one. Swedish. Bradford, Pennsylvania, very Swedish. And when they do the high and low in the nation, it's almost always one of three places. There's one in California. It's always cold up by Donner Pass. International Falls and Bradford. Those are the three. And it's miserable there. Miserable. And they moved from Sweden to a place worse for weather. Just to be in the woods. It's creepy. It's awful. And when you get out of it, you realize, wow, cities aren't bad.
That's all they needed is a couple of quality weeks in the summer, and they'll live there year round.
And they just hunker down with butter and heavy foods. Creams.
9 months of winter and 3 months of bad sledding.
That's exactly what it is. And mosquito bites. And not that bad, really. You can still sled. Just not that awful. But, ugh, my people are not bright. My Swedes. I know. Get some Swedish people. Who's a bastion of education? All right, fine. If they were smart, they'd move out of that dump. It's cold. It's freezing cold. It's 6:55. Brett, your time to shine.
Yes, sir.
Right now. And all that talk of Action Ride socks yesterday, because the ride shop socks.
They sold out.
Am I wearing my socks today? I sure am. My Fox River Action Ride Shop socks. They offered up socks, and now they're going to start making more socks, and they're like, because of skater stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, they got, they're like, talk about the socks more. I'm like, I told you, these socks are incredible.
Well, they were talking, I guess they were actually going to make some that are Action Ride socks instead of Action Ride Shop socks.
No, they say Action Ride Shop.
Yeah.
Oh,
these are going to be socks.
Action Ride socks, because we changed the name yesterday. Because I love all the stuff they're doing with the skiing and the biking and the outdoorsy stuff and the skateboarding and blah, blah, blah.
They got all kinds of socks. They got BMX and everything else there, too. So you name it, they got it over there.
My kid shops there.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Shelf of socks.
Yeah.
Get him on the socks. And I got a guy yesterday that said, I don't care if anybody's mad about you for that sock conversation. He used to work for the Suns. He goes, the best benefit I got, thousands and thousands of unused NBA socks. He goes, it's like walking on clouds. The NBA guys' socks are a different world.
Oh, it'd have to be, right?
Well, yeah, because you have to have perfect socks or your feet get blisters.
But they're not as good as Action Ride socks.
No, Action
Ride.
Well, you know what? The NBA should. There's another. Come on. God damn it. I love that thing. Sorry.
You see the new one I put in there?
No, there's another one.
There's a new one?
Right below it.
Oh, geez. Let me find it. Hang on.
There's so many of them. I mean,
you've got tons now. Where's all the commands? Damn it. I got to find the thing. Uh-oh. Hold on. I'll get it. Oh, there they are.
Come on.
There's another new one. Oh, there's this one.
Oh, you got all the tie-in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, careful, Chief.
Anyway, so, yeah, they've got everything you need for all the outdoorsy stuff. The bikes are great and everything else, but we're happy to have them sponsoring the wake-up song because of the socks. I'm in heaven. These socks are awesome. Go ahead.
All right, a day to remember. We got Ozzy, Highly Suspect, Slipknot. Megadeth, Seven Dust. Somebody wanted Black Licorice.
All right, yeah. Don.
And and then somebody requested Black Licorice Society.
That's a thing?
No.
Zach's new thing?
Yeah.
The BLS.
The Berserker.
Have you heard this? Brett and I were talking. Did you hear Seven Dust cover the Soundgarden song?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Which is, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's a musician, and he's like, the only problem I have with that is that it's still a song you guys play. He said, it's weird to cover a song that's still kind of in the rotation. And they did The Day I Tried to Live by Soundgarden. And if anybody can pull off a vocal, not match, but a vocal, I guess, an equal vocal performance, it's LeJean. But because he didn't try to sound like Cornell, he LeJeaned the song. So Seven Dust doing that sounded pretty good. And my theory is everybody's watching Dave Draymond cover hit after hit and make a fortune.
And Five Finger, too.
And Five Finger and all these other bands, and Korn, all these other bands are looking going, are you kidding me? I'll just redo a song that I know is a hit, and we'll knock it out that way. So we'll do that. We'll do Black Licorice by Seven Dust this morning. It's a great song anyway. But yeah, I'm not going to do The Day I Tried to Live, but we'll pop that in there. I was surprised how good that sounded because because I heard Fitz talking about it yesterday. I'm like, oh, no. This is don't touch this. And then I started listening. I'm like, I like LeJean's tuning on this. It's pretty great.
It's okay. You know, I'm with covers. As long as they make it their own,
yeah.
And it's not just an exact – It pretty much.
Because LeJean has a distinct sound.
Right.
They didn't change the song.
No.
But his sound is like, this is clearly Seven Dust putting their noise on a Soundgarden song.
Aren't they fueling some of the 80s metal? Help the bands out there that are, you know, rather than passing the hat at concerts.
Like Skid Row?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
And kind of modify it.
See, give me a little LeJean 18 in life and get Skid Row some money.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Because I don't think those songs are hits today, though. I was listening to 80s stuff, and Slaughter's Up All Night came on. Have you heard that recently?
Not recently.
So I went to the Slaughter concert. It was at Celebrity Theater. My friend AJ and I went there. I had a set of speakers stolen out of my Jeep that night because they were a gift for someone else, and I remember that was vividly. I'm like, oh, man. But then we got to the Slaughter show, and I remember singing along. And then when I heard it yesterday and tried to sing along, it is the highest pitched girl squeal I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, how in the world did we like this? It isn't, it's
everybody dead.
And all these noises they're making. And I'm like, these aren't human sounds. Like Mark Slaughter's voice isn't, and then the Fly to Angels thing, I remember thinking that was great. And if anybody tried to cover that today, I'd laugh hysterically. That music,
you'd have to modify it.
Had it had a such lot. Well, you just don't do it. At a certain point, you're like,
this I know, is, that's this why they can't.
The mid 80s to very, very early 1991, it's untouchable. It was just for that time. You can't really play with that stuff.
I don't have the first album release. I got the second one with Fly High to the Angels.
This isn't as bad as
Draymond
the other one.
Could bust himself.
Yeah, he would.
Draymond.
No, he gets it later. Yeah. You get that part when he gets on the other song. But I remember going to this with my friend AJ, and we were singing this together.
Like, arm in arm.
Gay. And this was awesome. And I'm like, oh. Because I was thinking of other
Your
covers.
Your lighter's
and
up.
First, oh, please. I bought a lighter for that show.
Heaven awaits your heart.
And this awesome dude.
Flow off blue in your name.
I love you, AJ.
Sing it to me. Sing it
You're
to
the
me.
Best, AJ.
Whipping open the big five pack.
Yeah.
Here's a letter.
You're going to love Fly to the Angels.
You're going
to do it. Dudes. All us dudes. Light it up for the angel one. Yeah, we're badass rock and roll dudes.
Watch your thumb.
What are we doing? We're wearing makeup. We're curling our hair. This is the worst. This is why nobody. They had so many good looking ladies in their videos, though.
All the bands in the 80s.
That's a girl.
He is beautiful.
It's Megan.
I got to say, I saw him with Ozzy.
I love
it. They were great.
Sleep all day. Everybody there. All night. Sleep all day. That's right.
and every man there, every dude there was trying to do the halt, the high fall.
Oh
sound.
Yeah, and that was a manly thing. Yeah. What were they thinking?
Oh man!
And Slaughter, Mark Slaughter can sing, but you don't. I don't ever hear it again. But the girls, the video sold us that that was going to show up at the show, and it was me and AJ and Rob Trigg. That's all that was there. Could you sing it like Megan? You could have been an 80s star.
Everybody sing it now.
We stink. Ben's like, finally a use for Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Dave!
Alvin!
All night, sleep all, Dave!
Yeah, I was listening to that yesterday. I'm like, man, that is, I went on a date with a dude, essentially. And AJ bought the tickets. I got Slaughter too. I'm like, I'm in. I'll drive. I'll buy hot dogs. We'll eat wieners and watch. Wieners and watch Slaughter. We're all the chicks. I don't know. Hold your lighter up.
And you got to fly to the angels.
Then you get LeJean, and this dude's voice is like, this is something you can get behind. 20 years from now, I'm not going to go back and go, I can't believe I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but LeJean covering the Soundgarden stuff. Pretty awesome. We'll get to that eventually. But right now, it's for Black Licorice. The banning of all Black Licorice must begin. It's killing people. Fact.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
K-U-P-D.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.